This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Broadway comes back in September. For theater fans and the theater industry, not a moment too soon. Over in the UK, British theaters are already open. Kinda. 50% capacity and masks. For now, those restrictions go away, though, in late June. Welcome news to an industry that employs 300,000 people and sells 34 million tickets a year. Stephen Beard spent some time with a touring theater company last year when things were bad, virus-wise. He went back out on the road the other day.
For Adrian McDougall, founder of the Black Eye Touring Theatre Group, the pandemic has been a financial disaster.
We haven't toured at all since March 2020. As a touring company, been a big blow. Big blow.
But don't expect a tale of unmitigated woe.
I've never been busier, oddly enough. Finding new ways of working.
He's taken his theatre company online. He's filmed a number of his productions, including this pre-pandemic tour favourite, the gothic horror story, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
I battered, I kicked, I gouged, I crushed, and I enjoyed it.
It's available on demand, proving that all the world's a stage. The production was downloaded last month for a special screening in a cabaret bar in Shanghai.
I feel really proud that people in China have paid to go and see our work in a venue during a pandemic.
And it seems they can't get enough of it. After the gothic horror of Jekyll and Hyde, next month in Shanghai they'll be getting the gothic romance of Jane Eyre.
Do you think because I am poor, plain and little, that I have no soul? No
harm. McDougall admits his online productions haven't made up for the loss of revenue from the live touring. But along with his reserves and some government money, it's helped the company stay afloat during the pandemic. Meanwhile, his actors have been juggling multiple roles, as usual.
Actors have always been very good at adapting to different situations, different work.
Ashley Sean Cook has a part in Jekyll and Hyde and has just started playing the children's character, the Gruffalo, in another company's production. Ironically, the pandemic has helped him survive financially. He's been working as a door-to-door COVID tester.
So at the moment, I work 5 days a week swabbing and doing capillary bloods on people's doorsteps. And then at the weekends, I perform as the Gruffalo. So it's a bit of a mix at the moment.
I'm going to have lunch with the
Gruffalo. Of course, actors were struggling long before the pandemic. According to a recent survey, 90% of them in the UK are usually unemployed. But Luke Barton, who plays Sherlock Holmes in a Black Eyed production, says the pandemic has made matters a lot worse.
All my actor friends have had to turn to other things. I mean, whether that's delivery driving, working in supermarkets, anything like that.
His co-star in the Sherlock Holmes production trained as a paramedic, and so he's now working part-time giving anti-COVID shots.
I'm hoping that any day now I should have my vaccine administered by Dr. Watson. If you want anyone to administer your vaccine, it's surely Dr. Watson.
Barton supported himself with part-time teaching and narrating audiobooks, a medium that's boomed here during the pandemic. But he and the rest of the company can't wait to get back to live theatre. Black Eyed is due to hit the road for a 9-month comeback tour starting in September. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.